this is just a little addition to the how to choose a domain name audio. I've added this a few months into the Blog Mastermind program because I just wanted to note a couple of changes that I'd like to recommend to you, which differ from what you're about to listen from what I said in the original audio, which you'll hear in a moment. The two major changes are: for registering a domain name, I no longer recommend GoDaddy. You will hear me mention GoDaddy in the upcoming later section of this audio as a place to get your domain name registered. I no longer recommend you use GoDaddy as a domain registrar, and the main reason that is because they have a habit of making it very difficult for you to move your domain away, and they also tend to stop your domain, which is basically shut it down from working, if they get anything that looks like a spam complaint coming from your domain name. So if anyone ever says, I'm getting something spam related from this domain name and you're the one who owns it and it's on GoDaddy, they'll switch it off, and it takes quite a substantial effort, even sometimes a couple $100 fee, just to get your domain name activated. They're very hypersensitive to that. They don't really care too much about you as a customer in that regard, and this is just the feedback I'm getting from some very well-known people on the internet. So I suggest you stay clear of GoDaddy. You'll hear a couple of other recommendations. There's Enom, there's Namecheap. I personally use Dotster. So there's lots of domain choices out there, but try and avoid GoDaddy. The other significant change, you'll hear me mention the keyword research tool Overture Keyword Selector in this audio. That tool has recently been discontinued in the sense that they're not updating data anymore. So the Overture tool still works, but it's using data collected up to the beginning of 2007, like January and February. From that point on, they stopped updating it, so they're not using keyword data from any months prior to that, and because of that, the data is getting old. Instead, I recommend you use the Word Tracker free keyword research tool, which you'll find linked from the text version associated with this audio file. There'll be a recommended resources or resources I talk about, and you'll see a link to the Word Tracker keyword research tool. Word Tracker has a paid for service and a free service. The free service is what you can use just to get going with your keyword research, and I'll explain to you exactly what that has to do with domain name now in the audio you're about to listen to. So that updates this audio for the current status, and I hope you enjoy what I have to say about choosing a domain name. Hi guys, this is Yarrow. I'm talking about how to choose a domain name in this audio recording, which is a topic that most of you beginner bloggers will be getting to right away in the first two lessons. Your domain name is a reasonably important element of your blog, but probably not quite as important as you think. Generally, popular blogs will become popular on the strength of their content and the marketing of that content, and while the domain name certainly helps, if your content's good, people are going to know what your site is, no matter how crazy your domain name actually is. So I want to emphasize that you don't need to get caught up in this decision process. Find something that's good, run with it, and just get your blog out there. That's more important than having the absolute perfect domain name, because frankly, you can't get the perfect domain name anymore because there's just so many domains already taken. That's the problem you have to face given how long the internet's been around now, and it's very difficult if you want to try and branch away from a .com domain name. If you don't want to move away from a .com. So if you're prepared to have a .net or a .org or maybe a country domain name, like for Australia, .com.au, or for the UK, .co.uk, then of course you find more options in those sort of domain extensions, but you are limiting potentially what your audience will be if you're openly declaring that your site is Australian only or British only, etc. So my first advice then is obviously try and get a generic domain. I don't think you should register a .com.au unless you are very, very focused on the Australian marketplace, and the same goes for any country extension or domain name. You can turn people away. It's not that much of a deterrent, but it is enough that it will hinder your traffic growth and may actually affect your search engine rankings a little bit as well. So on the flip side of that, if your site is going to focus on a certain geographical area, definitely go for the geographical domain name. But the ideal result here is to actually get both. So for example, I have a business I run, or I have run, I've just recently sold it, is Better Edit, and that's a editing and proofreading company, and I registered the .com, the .co.uk for the UK, the .ca for Canada, and the .com.au for Australia, more so because I didn't want competition in other countries taking that domain name. So that's the reason why I chose it. But anyway, I digress. I want to get into this topic and really break it down from the beginning. So there's two crucial elements that go into a successful domain name, and that's branding and keywords. And those are the two elements that you have to try and mesh together to come up with an appropriate domain name for your blog. So branding is your rememberability. It's your face that you give to the market that people then associate with what you do, and how they remember your site. And obviously there's lots of huge success stories of websites online that have domain names that mean absolutely nothing, but thanks to the strength of the organization behind the domain name, the actual domain name has become almost a ubiquitous term on the internet. And obviously the biggest example of that is Google. What is Google? Does that word mean anything? No. But now it does. People Google, say they're going to Google when they search the web. So that's a case where the brand is by far more powerful than necessary the keyword, because if it was a completely keyword-focused domain name, then Google should not be called Google. It should be called searchengine.com, or, you know, howtofindthingsonline.com, something like that, which really, though, doesn't make a lot of sense, because you wouldn't use a search engine to find a search engine necessarily. So obviously, for a search engine point of view, brand is definitely more important than keywords, in most cases anyway. Unless it's a subdivided, like a sub-niche search engine. But anyway, so what you need to consider here is, can you establish a brand in your situation with your domain name? Taking a look at my blog, entrepreneurs-journey.com, it's not a great domain name, but there is some sense of branding there. People will say it's Yarrow from Entrepreneur's Journey, and they sort of associate that brand with me if they know me. It's not by far a very large brand or a spread brand, but certainly in certain niche markets, people will know. And when they say Entrepreneur's Journey, that will trigger an emotional response and some sense of association to understand what that means to that person, which has been built up through my blogging and through the relationships I've formed with other people, through word of mouth, spreading the domain name, through other websites talking about the domain name. And like I said, that's come about because of my content, not because of the domain name. I could have called it yarrowstarek.com and probably had a very similar reaction. However, and this is where keywords start to play a case, if my blog was called yarrowstarek.com, on the face of it, that doesn't mean anything. The thing about Entrepreneur's Journey, there is an implied description of what the site is about within the keywords there. It's an entrepreneur's journey. So this is when you need to start branching into your keyword selection choice when it comes to choosing a domain name. So the branding will happen organically as you promote your blog, and you know, you can look for domain names with great cadence, so they sound great, or you can look for domain names that are just catchy or easy to remember, or, you know, sort of maybe funny or entertaining or kooky, something that's, there's a domain name right there, kooky.com. So that's pretty unusual. Provided you actually do consistent work, that can become quite a substantial brand in your industry if you work hard on that process. But I'm more inclined to try and get at least a couple of keywords into your domain name, one primary one, or one primary and a secondary, or maybe two secondary, something like that, keywords into a domain name that also is brandable. Now, I'll go back to my editing company as a good example. It's not a blog, but it's called betteredit.com. The great thing about that, it's a catchy, good cadence phrase, but it also has the word edit in it, so it's relevant from a keyword point of view. And that's a good example of finding a domain name in a reasonably crowded marketplace. There's a lot of, you know, obviously editing.com was taken, edit.com was taken, proofreader, proofreading, you know, essay proofreader. All these generic keyword domain names were either taken or, you know, not really applicable to what I was trying to do. And the same will go to your blog. You're going to jump into a domain lookup tool when you first go to choose what domain name you want. You're going to type in words, and almost always they're going to be taken. You're going to start branching out to other secondary words, and you're going to use a thesaurus to find words that are similar in meaning but are different from the primary word you're trying to get in your domain name, until you find what you what you enjoy the most. But like I said, you don't want to get bogged up in this process. So if you do decide to sit down, there are quite a few tools online when it comes to registering a domain name that can give you suggestions. In my opinion, they're all pretty bad. They've never helped me. You can put in a keyword and it'll come up with words, domain name suggestions that encompass that keyword, but more often than not, it doesn't understand what you're really trying to get at. So I found those tools quite useless. What I found the most helpful when it comes to domain name generation is actually to sit down with people and just, you know, when you're having dinner or something, say, listen, I'm starting up a blog. This is what I'm going to talk about in the blog. I need a great domain name for it. You guys got any ideas? And you can just, you know, go back and forth coming up with the keywords you're trying to get through in your domain name, and just having the different people to talk to as a sounding board is very advantageous. So I recommend you go through that process. That's by far been the best tool for me when it comes to choosing my domain names. I find people very helpful, especially if they know the internet and they surf around the web, and you know, or people who are good at English or whatever language you're going to be choosing a domain name in, because they have a good vocabulary, so they have a good understanding of words. You can use Google in this situation too, because if you do a search for a keyword, Google will tell you how many different responses there are, how many different pages show up for that keyword, and you may find that one maybe alternative spelling of that keyword is different to another way of spelling it. I just recently had this experience, I think, between choosing the word categorize, either spelled with an S or a Z, and it's actually got a lot more people writing the word categorize with a Z according to Google. And I just did this by typing categorize into Google, doing a search, and it told me there were something like, you know, X million results for that spelling of categorize with a Z. And if I did the spelling with categorize with an S, it was actually a lot less. So there's less people who use categorize with an S, therefore categorize with a Z is the more popular keyword, and that's the keyword I should try and use when I'm writing my copy, or in this case, as a domain name, it's the keyword we should be using in our domain name, because you want to use the word that's more popular. So there's a couple of ways you can help you to choose the best words. You can use your friends, or you can use Google. And of course, the trusty thesaurus is another great way to come up with possible keyword selections, choices. Now, why keywords is important is you may not understand the principle behind this yet, because it does have something to do with search engine optimization. I'll just try and briefly explain it to you to give you a little general idea. We will talk about search engine optimization in other areas of this Blog Mastermind program, but what happens when you write your blog? Over time, people are going to start linking to it. Obviously, that's a major part of your marketing efforts, is going to be building links. And very commonly, people will link to your blog using the domain name or the name of your site. So, you know, people, when they link to my blog, almost always call it Entrepreneur's Journey. Now, it just so happens that my blog is called Entrepreneur's Journey and the domain name is called Entrepreneur's Journey. So, you know, that makes a lot of sense. The thing about that, when they create that link, it's what's called the anchor text. That's the text that people click in the link. So the words that are actually, you know, underlined in blue, and you click them and you go somewhere, that's called the anchor text. Not only is that relevant to a human being who's clicking it, it's also relevant to search engines to decide what page or what keywords that site will rank for in search engines. So, as crazy as this may sound, everyone who's linking to me using the words Entrepreneur's Journey is voting for my blog as a good potential search engine result response for the words Entrepreneur's Journey. So if you type in the word Entrepreneur's Journey, obviously my blog is going to come up now as probably the first result, almost guaranteed. It might be, if you switch it around, Journey Entrepreneur, it might be one of the top results as well. But the reason why is not just because of the content on my blog, it's because so many people have linked to my blog using those keywords. So if you do some research and you decide a certain keyword you want is a very popular keyword in search engines and you'd like to eventually rank well for it, bear in mind what domain name you choose now will influence how people link to your blog in the future, and therefore will influence what keyword your blog ranks for in search results. And this really should be a primary keyword, and that's why it's important to do this process when choosing a domain name, to think about the keyword you want to rank for in search engines. So it's not just a case of choosing a name that you like, it's also choosing a name that has the keywords that are going to show up in search engines that you want to be found for. So if you're talking about dog supplies or something like that, it's pretty important to have the word dog in there somewhere. You obviously want to rank for different phrases that use the word dog, and if it's pet food or something like that, dog food, you'd want to try and get food and dog in your domain name somewhere. So it may be as simple as the dog food blog. That's got a good cadence right there. It's pretty clear what that blog is about. When people link to it, they're going to use the keywords thedogfoodblog.com. So you're going to get more voting ranks to make your site appear higher in search engine rankings for those phrases. And, it potentially could be a good brand name too. I'm not sure whether it's the most unique. It's a very generic collection of words there. But let's say, you build up a following with enough readers who are interested in dog food, then you could very well become a brand in that area, or one of the, an unknown domain name or a known blog. So, and again, that rests on your ability to promote your blog. That pretty much covers the basics, the most important points when it comes to choosing a domain name. As I said, you can get a geographically specific domain name, and then of course there's the whole host of other extensions. You can get a .net, you can get a .org, there's the newer .names, there's all those different domain names out there. You can be clever, like the way sites like Delicious are. So Delicious is DEL.USCIO.US. I think that's right. Delicious with two dots in there. So it's actually a .us domain name. So they were just clever and created this URL by registering a .us site, and it's obviously very catchy and rememberable, and of course their site itself is very valuable and spread far and wide, so their brand became quite good. I've seen quite a few copycats using that similar sort of model, and you could be clever too and look for a country domain name extension like a .us and perhaps come up with a unique URL like that, but don't spend too much time on this. .coms are better. Once you get a good .com, try and get the .org and the .net as well. You don't have to. I haven't got it for some of my domain names. I do have it for others. It's more a case of just not having the time to actually go out and register every single domain name I could. But, if this is a blog that's pretty important to you and something you want to register, you definitely should have it. Obviously, when I started my blog, originally, I didn't really think about it becoming what it has become today. So Entrepreneur's Journey, I don't think is exactly what I'd like to have it called now. Definitely not with that hyphen in the middle. It shouldn't be entrepreneurs-journey.com. Hyphens are okay if you can't get the version without the hyphen. Again, it's really important to have both if you can get both. So I'd ideally now, I'd like to have Entrepreneur's Journey, entrepreneurs-journey, and maybe entrepreneurs-journey.net.org. All the different versions of that, so that I'm pretty secure in any lost traffic where people might be typing indirectly that domain name into a URL browser bar and getting my site, which is another important point here. See, I'm not too concerned about that because people can't spell the word entrepreneur. So most people who are going to type that in, I'd have to have all the misspellings of the word entrepreneur to get to my domain name anyway. So what I try and do, just to save that problem, is whenever I talk about my blog, I just say Google my name, Yarrow, Y-A-R-O, because I know if people can remember that, it's only four letters. I like the fact that that brands me as well, so I find that is a very easy way for people to remember my site. With the case of blogmastermind.com, though, I was a little bit different, and I thought about the future a bit more. So not only did I register Blog Mastermind, I registered blog-mastermind and blogmastermind.org and blogmastermind.net and quite a few different variations of similar words to Blog Mastermind so that I could account for any possible people directly typing in the word Blog Mastermind into a URL bar. So whenever I'm talking on a podcast or an interview audio or something like that, and I have to tell people what site to go to, if I just say Blog Mastermind, look that up, you'll find it, they should get it. So it is important to consider all the different variations of the domain name and register them, especially if your blog is quite serious to you, and if it's something that starts to take off, it might be worth looking into it. That being said, sometimes you find a domain name that's not available anymore in a .com, but you do find a good version of it in a .org or .net. Now, if there's no other domain names you can find that are better, then settle for the .org or the .net. That's an okay substitute. It's not ideal. You know, a very famous example of this is ProBlogger, Darren's site. It was ProBlogger.net. He recently purchased the ProBlogger.com, but for, you know, upteen years of his blogs being around, it was called ProBlogger.net. And that's because he wasn't the first person to register ProBlogger.com, but that obviously did not stop his site becoming as popular as it did, because his brand was that good. His content was that good, so it spread far and wide, and whenever people thought of ProBlogger, they just typed in ProBlogger into the search engine, or even Darren Rouse, or something like that, or just followed a link to get to a site. So, true, it would have been ideal for Darren to have ProBlogger.com from the start, but now his site's successful, and he ended up buying the ProBlogger.com for a few thousand dollars, I believe, now. So, another example, I have a friend who's doing Blog Mastermind as well. She just started her new blog. It's called highonhealth.org. So, Fran, this is Fran Kerr's blog, and she's talking about alternative health. And in this case, I helped her a little bit choosing that domain. We sat down and just threw around ideas because she wanted to talk about alternative health, and, you know, that's one of her favorite subjects. And we couldn't get a domain name in the .com that included the word health, that was relevant to what she wanted to talk about. So we did a lot of just typing into a GoDaddy.com, which is a place you register a domain name, or wherever it is that you choose to register a domain name. It might be Dotster.com, or it might be what's the other one? Enom.com. So there's quite a few domain name registration places. GoDaddy.com is the cheapest, I believe, at the moment, something like $6. And you just go into there and type in possible domain names, and it'll tell you which ones are available and which ones are not. So we did that, and it kept going. You know, the .com was gone, the .com was gone, and eventually we found what Fran decided upon, which was highonhealth.org. And health and .org seems to go well together, and I think she's reasonably happy with that domain name. But this is a process that lasted a couple of days. You know, you can't get bogged down in deciding what domain name to use, or you're just going to, you're never going to get anywhere. This is a very minor decision to make in the grand scheme of things. You need to be spending time producing content and marketing content, not fiddling with things like your domain name or your blog design or things like that that are really decisions that happen quickly, and implementation should be just as quick. This is stuff that needs to get done fast so you can get back to the critical content producing and content marketing aspect of your blogging. Okay, I'm going to end this call here. I think you have a good idea of what goes into choosing a domain name. It really is something you need to consider: the keywords and the branding, but also whether, you know, you think it applies and you're happy with it and it sounds good to you, it's rememberable, it's not too long, don't do long domain names, try to avoid hyphens, dashes if you can, or any unusual characters like that. Try and get in your primary keyword if you can into the domain name, or at least a couple of secondary or one secondary keywords. If you don't know what the primary or the secondary keyword is for your domain name or your topic yet, well, that's a pretty easy thing to figure out. Think about your topic, do a Google search for what you would do to find information about that topic, and then the site, the keyword that comes up with the most responses in Google, that's what I mean, the most number of pages show up, and Google will tell you that each time you do a search. It says 17,800 pages match this keyword, or something like that. So do a few searches like that, find the keyword that has the highest result, and you'll know what is the primary keyword for your market. That being said, the primary keyword is not necessarily the best keyword always to go for if there is an absolutely massive site or blog already in existence that dominates that keyword, and it may be smarter for you to seek out secondary keywords that you can dominate realistically quite quickly because there isn't as much competition for it. Of course, though, don't go too far out and choose secondary keywords that have no traffic as well. So when you do this process of seeing how many pages show up in Google, think about what kind of traffic is going to these sites as well. And of course, you can use the Overture keyword selector tool once you've got a few keywords to see what phrases are getting searched for and how many people look for them and what the most popular ones are. I really recommend you bookmark the Overture keyword selector tool. I'll leave it in the notes for this audio recording, and it's in the notes for other audio recordings as well, because it's a handy tool, it's free, and it just gives you a little bit of guidance for what people are searching for online. So when it comes to choosing keywords, both for your domain name, for titles of your blog articles, for all these little things like that, you know, it's a very easy process. I hate doing keyword research myself. I'm not a fan of it. But the Overture process is so simple. It's just enter the words into a search engine, and it gives you how many people search for it. It's simple enough that I don't mind doing that. You can go much further into that process to choosing a domain name. It's certainly, if you're really a keyword research fool, if you love doing keyword research, then you know, go to a site like wordtracker.com, and you can get a much more in-depth analysis of what people are searching for. And of course, that's not necessarily a free service, though, but it can help you come up with the keywords that are really, really popular in search engines that you can attempt to adopt into your domain name. Just be careful to avoid that syndrome of stuffing keywords into domain name, like, you know, the best proofreading, editing, and editor proofreader service.com, trying to get all four keywords in, because that's just stupid, because you're not going to get a high value for any of them. You want to try and dominate one and not really weaken the ranking for all the keywords by trying to do too much at once. Okay, I'm going to end it there, as I said I would. This is Yarrow Stark from blogmastermind.com, and good luck choosing that domain name for your blog. And please do, once you get your blog up, make sure you go to the forum and do a little introduction to it to tell us what it's all about and get some feedback from the other members. Okay, this is Yarrow Stark. Goodbye.